Buying your stuff from a charity shop is a lot like cleaning your own drains. It'll save you money, providing you can put up with the smell of dusty wee. So, to bring their shops into the 21st century, Oxfam is rolling out an app that lets customers find out the quirky history of the second-hand goods they are buying. Yeah, it's another one in the eye for famine. With me now is Oxfam spokesperson Mona Dona. Mona, what's all this about, then?
Well, our app lets customers establish a connection with our stock. We tag the goods with stories to give them meaning, and people love meanings. Just look at the success of the dictionary. It's a bestseller.
OK, well, to test the app, we've bought some items from a nearby charity shop.
OK, no problem. Let's start with this brooch. Oh, it was a gift to a lady in Croydon on her 21st birthday, and it was in her family for 40 years.
Oh, fascinating. Where is she now?
She's dead. All right, not a great example. Let me try this scarf I'm wearing. I bought it from a branch just the other day. A Valentine's present from a now-dead husband to his now-dead wife.
Amazing. Well, BBC expense accounts not being what they were, I'm pretty much decked out in charity shop chic, so scan me. This tie, what's the previous owner's story?
Dead.
Right. The shoes.
Dead.
The jacket.
Dead.
I see. Does it provide any more information?
Oh, well, it tells me it's a woman's jacket. But I could tell that from looking at the buttons. And, well, looking at the stains, she was a big fan of Drambuie.
No, that... No, that'll be me realising it was the cocktail hour whilst on an escalator. Mona Dona, thank you.